Gabi Parsha Shkolim, I noticed the Rashi says in the beginning of Parsha Shkolim in Kisisa Zeyitnu, Rashi says Shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kemin Matbea Shel Eish Umishkolo Chatzi Shekel. Rashi doesn't say that it was Niskashe by the menorah in Parsha Truma, this week's Parsha. Rashi says Niskashe B'Maisa Menorah, and he showed him the menorah. So I wasn't sure if it's really a diuk or not. So I found Tosfos and Menachos, and Daf Ches, asks why the Gemara, when he says the three things that Moshe was Niskashe, Shloshot Boy, Moyukoshin, La Moshe, Cherloi, Beit Boy, Menoira, and Rosh Chodesh, that's the Lavona, and Shrotin. So Tosfos asks, V'yeshli Tmoya, to the Choshev Machtzis HaShekel, because it says, Kemin Matbea Shalei Shero. So Tosfos says, V'yeshloimar, I'm reading it inside because it's to understand. The Leshai Chosam Niskashe. By the Machtis HaShekel, we don't call it Niskashe, Lo Mishum, the Lar Shum Inyan Im Lo Yomar Eyu. It wouldn't know Bechlau what it is. Mitz Shrotzim, the Lavona, and the Menorahs, you would know Be'erach how to do it, approximately, but it's difficult, so Menele showed him Be'esh. But Machtis HaShekel, he didn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what it is. What does that mean? And the Shita Mekubet says on the bottom, Rizchov Dalet says, he wouldn't know Ezer Matbea Yaviu, which I don't know exactly what that means. Then he says, Inami, where it means, Osam Lo Niskashe Rak Beho. The problem been with the Machtis HaShekel wasn't which Matbea and how to bring it. But we didn't know the Dovar Murti Chaper Alova Noega. The Machtis HaShekel comes to Chaper Al Nafshasechem to be Mechaper on the Ega. So how could such a small thing like a machtzis hashekel, a small matbea, be mechaper on the egel? So that's why Rashi doesn't say niskashe, because it wasn't something that was niskashe, something that he needed to know what the inyan was. So Rashi says zeyitnu yarol matbea shel eish. Well, what's really the time? So we find that in Psochim it says Rab Menachem Rab Simoi was called benon shel kedoshim to lo istakel betzurse dezuze. It was called Benon Shel Kedoshim, holy people. And Kedoshim means like Prushim from Olam Hazeh. He didn't look at the Tzura of a Matbe. It says in the Gemara in Talmid Lamed Beis, there's a story. Alexandros Mukdon traveled in all his journeys around the world. He came to the gates of Gan Eden. And he knocked on the door and he said, "Let me in." So they told him, "Zeh Ashar Lashem Tzadikim Yavoybo, but you can't come in." So he said, "I'm Choshev and I'm a Melech. Give me something from inside." So they gave him a skull. Ahead of a person. So he took the skull and he waited on one side, he put the skull on the other side of the weight, the scale, he put all the gold and silver that he had, and the skull weighed more than the gold and silver. He said, "How could that be? I know it weighs less." So if the Rabbana, there were Talmidei Chachamim with him on his journeys, so if the Rabbana, they told him it's the eye of a person. The eye of a person never is happy. He always wants more. So all the gold and the silver you'll put on one side, I'll still want more. That's why he weighs more. So he said, "How do I know that you're right?" So they put dirt on the eye of the skull, and then they came back to its regular weight, and the gold and silver weighed more. So we see that the eye of a person wants everything and wants the whole Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Simoi didn't make this linkage. He didn't connect between his eye and the tzura of the matbea. That's why it's called the Benon Shel Kedoshim, because the eye is what wants everything, and with the matbea you buy everything. So, legabe the machtzis hashekel will say that the ikar matbea is the shekel. This is a half a shekel. It's like it's not the real tzura of the matbea. Tzura is begematria eish. That means if you make out of the tzura of the matbea, you make it shel eish, something ruchni, so then you could also bring karbonus from it. So that's what he was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, that the matbea, that a matbea, the ikar of Olam Hazeh, you buy, everything comes through the matbea, but even so, if you take the matbea and you could make it into ruchnis, you can make it a tzur of eish, so it could be mechaper on the oven or egg. On the Rishami it says, in Shkolim, Seyu lamad ufi o shalom azu, the ufi, the personality of this nation, of the Yidden, of the Yud Yisrael, Nitboim le'egel nosnim, Nitboim le'mishkon nosnim. They gave money, they gave zol for the egel, but then they were able to be malet to ruchnis, and they gave money for the mishkon. They were mechaper al nafshasechem. Thank you.